Hello and welcome to another podcast from my Laser Focus Positivity podcast series. My name is Stuart Harding and I am here 5 days per week from Monday through till Friday to try and hopefully make you feel a little bit more positive than you perhaps were before you started listening to this podcast. Before I discuss today's topic, let me just remind you or let you know if you are new to my channel that if you'd like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will endeavour to tackle them on a forthcoming show. And if you'd like to support my music career or merely check out my music, what with me being a musician amongst other things by trade, then you can do so via linktr.ee/stewysongs. And both my email address and the web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to it via, they should both be clickable as well. So today's show, what is it about? Today's show is entitled Expand Your Mind by Way of New Experiences. Don't worry, I haven't gone all Pink Floyd on you. At least I hope I haven't. And I came up with this title after I watched a late night documentary about the Big Bang Theory last night. This is not the kind of television program that I would normally watch. In fact, I don't watch much television at all, what with me now working 4 jobs. But I found myself getting really engrossed in the program and the science behind it, which I didn't previously understand. And which, don't worry, I won't bore you with, but as a songwriter and a published poet who is partial to the odd simile or metaphor or two, it occurred to me just how much our minds are like the universe. Bear with me, folks. For example, most of the smallest and most closed-minded people in our world, certainly the ones I've met, also tend to also be the people with the most limited amount of life experience. However, as someone who was once one of them, I know that stepping out of your comfort zone and trying something new can act as the spark, or the big bang, if you like, in your mind, as it were, which expands it and opens you up to new ideas and new possibilities. And I think the first time that this happened to me was when I started traveling to other countries from 1998 onwards. I haven't been to a massive amount of countries, but I have traveled a fair bit. After all, the universe, as I understand it, didn't begin to expand until the Big Bang occurred, i.e. there was some kind of spark which literally changed and continues to change its parameters forever. So it started to occur to me that with every spark or Big Bang we create in our mind, we expand our mind's own parameters, and in doing so open ourselves up to new friendships and new life experiences. And since this channel is called the Laser Focus Positivity Podcast Channel, doing the latter, in my opinion and experience, is a great way to not only keep ourselves open-minded, but a good way to keep ourselves feeling positive too. So how do we create these sparks or these big bangs within our mind? Well, first of all, we need to think of something that we'd like to do that we're passionate about, anything at all. And then, circumstance permitting, we need to just do it. One of the biggest reasons why people never try anything new is a lack of self-confidence, and the other is force of habit. And to break a habit, you need to start by creating a new one. And the only way that you can tackle a lack of self-confidence, in my experience, is simply by doing what you don't have the self-confidence to do until you do have the self-confidence. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, I'm a musician by trade, amongst other things, and believe me, the first time that I went on stage when I was 5 years old, the teachers couldn't get me on the stage because I was so scared, and my family had to console and coax me onto the stage whilst the tears streamed down my cheeks. But slowly but surely, and little by little, performing slowly became easier and easier, to the extent that now, and I never thought I would say this, but I now feel as comfortable on stage or on camera as I do sat in my lounge or having a beer in my local bar. And with this confidence came not just the confidence to travel to different countries, but to try new foods, to start conversations with people in bars for the first time, which led to me starting my own band, which in turn led to me having the self-confidence to become a solo artist, more latterly to back myself and start my own business, and of course to start my own podcast channel. So hopefully you can see once again how expanding your mind with a spark or a big bang can cause a ripple effect, which leads to bigger and better things. After all, some of the biggest and most innovative inventions of all time came from minds that had or have expanded to such an extent that the person whose these minds belong to literally believed that anything is possible. In fact, just yesterday, I was telling my mum that I remember seeing a newspaper article once about a chap that you may have heard of called Sir Tim Berners-Lee, which was written in the 1980s and which poured scorn on Sir Tim and his idea, which he believed could help unite the world via technology. And the newspaper article then went on to say, and I quote, he calls his idea the World Wide Web. And if you're listening to this podcast, I don't think you need me to tell you how a mind which has been stretched and expanded as much as Sir Tim's clearly had or and has can literally revolutionize the entire world. Expanding your mind takes time. And to do it, as I've alluded to in previous podcasts, you need a long-term mindset. And earlier today, I thought of an analogy for this too. Having a short-term mindset is like trying to drive from one end of the country that you live in to the other by only filling your car up with enough fuel to get you a quarter of the way across. So to expand your mind, you first have to be patient enough for your mind to have had enough life experience for it to be able to expand, which, to use my analogy, is similar to you trying to drive from one end of the country that you live in to the other with a full tank of fuel. Otherwise, your car will constantly conk out every time that you try and embark on this journey. As you expand your mind through experience, you'll meet new people, and because people tend to gravitate towards people who operate on a similar frequency as them, as I've said in previous podcasts, these people are likely to be open-minded too. And because they're open-minded, they're likely to present you with or suggest to you even more life experiences which you may never have previously considered. And I'm sure that you can see from the latter how the ripple effect of this can cause your mind to not just expand, but expand at an ever-increasing rate in exactly the same way as a spark, or the Big Bang as it's known, has caused the universe to keep expanding at an ever-increasing rate. And I shall leave you with these thoughts of mine to hopefully inspire you to achieve increasingly bigger and better things. So I hope you've taken some value from this, folks. I just wrote down some bullet points and read them to you, basically, and added a little bit here and there as I was reading them. But hopefully this has inspired you to, I hope you feel a little bit more positive than you did before you started listening to this podcast. And hopefully it's given you some food for thought. If you want to listen to it again, you can always do that. And hopefully you will take on board some of the things that I have said in this podcast and apply them to your own life. Of course, I think this is the 11th podcast I've done so far. So if you've stumbled across this by chance, then feel free to check out my previous 10 podcasts. And by the time many of you are listening to this, I'm sure I will have recorded many more after this one. But if you'd like to, if you like my style of podcasting, feel free to follow me. I do appreciate all the follows, because I will be doing these. I'm now doing these every day, Monday to Friday, and I will be doing so for the foreseeable future. And if you would like to share this broadcast out, then that would be greatly appreciated. My goal is to reach as many people as possible by way of these podcasts and improve as many lives as I can in the process through the words which I speak in these podcasts. But that's all for now, folks. As I said, if you'd like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will endeavor to tackle them on a forthcoming show and give you my objective perspective as I see it. And if you'd like to check out my music, then I'd greatly appreciate that too. Or you'd like to support my career, then you can do so via linktr.ee/stewysongs. And as I said at the beginning of this podcast, depending on which platform that you are listening to this via, that email address and that link should be clickable as well. But that's it for now, folks. That is pretty much it for me for today. I will be back tomorrow with another one of these podcasts. I will be thinking up a title, I'm sure, as I go along, go about my day and go for my daily walk. That's when a lot of my inspiration comes about, and I'll be, when I get home, writing some bullet points down for the tomorrow's podcast. But thanks for listening, guys and girls. I will be back tomorrow, as I said, with another podcast. But for now, have a great day, stay positive, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you very much for listening.